Christmas. All right, so I've been hearing a couple rumors just in the last couple days, actually, about a fight that went down, a little brawl that went down, a little scuffle in Baltimore on Thanksgiving night in a little lounge in a hotel between some guys from 311 who are mellow guys, crazy on stage, but mellow guys, and then Scott Stapp from Creed. So instead of just hearing rumors, I want to decide to go straight to the source. And from the band 311, it is S.A. Hello, S.A.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So what the hell happened with the band 311 and Scott Stapp from Creed? Maybe I'll just tell you what I know in the beginning, and you can kind of fill in from there and tell us the story, and then I'll jump in. So from what I hear, you guys were just chilling on Thanksgiving night on Thursday night, last Thursday, in a lounge in your hotel, because obviously you're off on Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving night. You guys were watching the Laker game. And then take it from there, essay.
Well, like you said, we were, you know, in the bar, the hotel bar, watching the Laker game, or proceeding to anyway, and in walked Scott Stapp, and he was, let's just say he was out of his mind, okay?
All right. He's the lead singer of Creed, everybody.
Right. And so he comes into the bar, and, you know, you can just tell he was looking for trouble. And, you know, I wasn't even drinking, honestly, at that point. I had some water. I was full of, like I said, of a Thanksgiving meal. And so Scott's in the bar, acting belligerent, doing shots, breaking shot glasses.
Breaking shot glasses.
Kind of getting into the face of some of the other bar patrons. And so this was going on for a little bit. At which point, I decided to rejoin my wife at the table that we were at. I was kind of by the television watching the game. So I sat down with my wife, and a little while later, Scott Stapp walked over and sat down and was just, you know, looking for attention. And we were sitting there trying to pay him no attention, but it was almost impossible.
Did he know you from 311? Did he know you as a person? Did he know you at all?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He had, in fact, he had commented on how much of a fan he was.
Okay.
And so, anyway, he's out of his mind and really just trying to take things up a notch. And he said something very disrespectful to my wife.
Okay.
And at which point, I did have a drink in my hand,
mm-hmm.
which I sat down and I said, "What the blank did you say?"
Right.
At that point, Chad came over.
Chad, the drummer from 311.
Chad, our drummer, came over and said, "Don't talk to her that way." Scott got up in Chad's face. I stood up. Scott Stapp swung and hit Chad, and that punch actually even grazed my wife.
What?
At that point, I laid Scott out, and then...
Hold on. At that point, you laid Scott out?
I dropped him, as far as I can remember.
Nice.
And, you know, the fight ensued. You know, Chad came over at that point because he had gotten hit, and...
Was Scott's hit on Chad somewhat blindsided? Because basically, you guys were just like, don't talk to the ladies this way.
Right, yeah, from what I recall and from what I understand from Chad was that it was, you know, it was completely just out of the blue. It came a punch from Scott Stapp, so.
And then you laid him out, and then did you and Chad get some good shots on him when he was down and let him have it?
I believe, yes, Chad did get some great shots in on him as well. And then it was just at that point, it was, you know, it was a scene which we were just trying to, you know, quell and, you know, restrain Scott because, you know, he was just, who knows what he was doing, honestly.
It sounds like he was a drunk a-hole. We're talking to S.A. from 311, and if you're just joining in, there was a fight in the bar between some of the guys in 311 and Scott Stapp from Creed. It was completely wasted. So when he was down on the ground, S.A., was he fighting back against you guys at that point? Talking trash, breaking shot glasses, and disrespecting your lady, and being the lead singer of Creed is enough to get an ass-whooping, if you know what I mean.
Basically, Scott came into the bar looking for a fight, and that's what he got.
And that's what he got.
you know, security came, police arrived, and Scott was kicked out of the hotel.
One thing I heard, and this is just rumor, is when the police were taking him away, because clearly he was in the wrong, he was yelling, "Don't you know who I am? I've won American Music Awards." Is that true?
Well, he was saying something to that effect earlier in the bar. Now, if he was saying that as he was leaving, I don't know.
All right. Wow. So that's the full story.
That's the scoop.
Scott Stapp from Creed talks trash to the lady. He's wasted and breaking shot glasses, and in turn, he got what was coming to him, right?
Right.
Was it you, Chad? Peanut had to be watching the game. Was he there?
Peanut was there as well, yeah. He came over when Scott was down, and, you know, we were just trying to keep him down. I mean, just, you know, holding him down.
But you got some good punches on him. If I saw Scott Stapp walking on the street, would he have some marks on him?
I can't imagine him not.
Excellent.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, I'm glad you guys stood up for yourselves.
We did what we had to do.
Yeah, exactly. And thanks for telling me the story first, S.A.
No problem.
How's your hand? Did it hurt from punching him?
I got a boxer's fracture.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, wow. So you can always say, "Hey, you remember that guy from Creed? I broke my hand on his face."
Yeah, I get to say that, right?
Yeah, I guess that's pretty cool. All right, SA from 311, thanks a lot for calling in, man, telling me the story first. I'll see you a couple weeks at the Wiltern, and say what's up to all the boys from 311.
You got it.
All right, SA. Be good, man.
Later, bro.
Okay. Hey, Rock.